You are listening to the audio production of Well Said, Choosing Words That Speak Life, Give Grace, and Strengthen Your Faith and Family by Sarah Molitor, with forward written and read by Abby Halberstadt and published by Tyndale Momentum. This book is read by the author. To my hunk of a husband, Tim, this book is because of you. Your unwavering commitment in our marriage and in my lows and highs encourages me to never stay stuck. You are the dreamer, our goal guy, and the visionary for our family. For that and much, much more, I am grateful. I love you. I love you. I love you with all of my heart. Forever, your sweet.
Foreword by Abby Halberstadt, best-selling author of MS for Mama. As a longtime veteran of blogging and social media, I've been at it for more than a dozen years, I have noticed a tendency towards self-aggrandizement and insincerity in content creators, including in myself at times. It is a genuine, sometimes downright scary risk to reveal one's authentic self to thousands of strangers, some of whom might not have your best interest at heart. And yet, if we desire unfeigned connection with our readers and to be a real encouragement to them, we must choose to lay aside a facade of perfection and present the truth to them. We are sinners, saved by the grace of God, and the only thing we truly have figured out is that His strength is sufficient for us. Even when our own peters out about 5 minutes after our eyes flutter open to the sound of our 3-year-old's mouth breathing in our faces each morning. Encountering those who are willing to lay aside an impression of having it all together, which is different, by the way, than letting it all hang out, for the sake of conveying this truth is rare. And I find myself inexorably drawn toward those glimmers of genuine gold whenever they catch my eye. Praise God, He has been faithful to bless my motherhood journey after years of praying and waiting, with glittering nuggets of refreshment through the treasure of friendship with life-speaking, truth-telling, Jesus-loving women, both face-to-face and online. Sarah Molitor is one such gem. Whether through the evident joy she finds in her family, her delight in her husband, her obvious affection for her readers, witnessing her dedication to shutting her eyes tight and praying with them free of affectation or vanity on social media every Sunday night always brings a lump of gratitude to my throat for her example. Her authenticity shines, and her passion for Jesus urges me on in my own walk. I'll admit to being surprised when Sarah confessed her own struggle to speak words of life because I have been the happy recipient of Sarah's timely encouragement on numerous occasions. She is quick to cheer her social media peers on with the kind of abandon that is usually reserved for a proud auntie. She exudes an unselfconscious thrill in others' achievements that every woman should strive to emulate. And yet, I'm also not surprised. It is so often those who have experienced the bitterest struggles in an area of enslavement to sin who emerge with the most joy at its overcoming. Jesus puts it like this in Luke 7:47. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But he who has forgiven little loves little. Y'all, let me be clear. That's all of us. We have all disobeyed God's law in egregious ways. All of our perceived righteousness is like a pile of dirty rags we just used to scrub that terrible filth-covered bathroom at the public park. Isaiah 64:6 confirms this. In that passage in Luke 7, Jesus is emphasizing our recognition of our need for a Savior and the subsequent gratitude and love for Him that well up in our hearts upon realizing the depth of the miserable mire from which He has rescued us. In sharing her story of redemption from the pit of discontentment and bitter speech, Sarah is offering not just relatability, the benefits of which are short-lived, but the hope of Jesus, which, as Romans 5:5 NASB assures us, does not disappoint. I know you will be encouraged as much as I am by Sarah's example of vulnerability coupled with a tenacious resolve to do better in Christ's strength. She urges us to walk with her in practical steps of dogged, habit-building obedience to the Lord and to rejoice with her in the victory that Jesus has offered her and which He holds out to each of us who will lift our eyes from our hurt, our addictions, and our self-obsession to look fully in His wonderful face.
How it all started. I still remember the taste of the sock in my mouth. To this day, I hope the sock was clean. I think it was, but I'm not entirely convinced. Either way, it did its intended job. I don't exactly recall what led to that point.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?